when it comes to when you give me the information tomorrow, that will be forwarded to insurance and to their representatives, okay? And it, then they will look through that and they will come back to you.
See what
I
then
come out of the equation, okay? And I do not get involved.
See what upset me about it, yeah? I didn't want to cause so much problems for anybody throughout all of this, and but in all of my recordings, I have gave escape clause to everybody of how we can all resolve this where with minimal impact on the staff in that civic center and on myself and my local neighbor. Like it's easy for I've won every case already in the court of law, all the Asbos procession.
Me how I could resolve it.
A couple of things that I wanted to, that I thought could have been done is obviously like I have highlighted just slightly a couple of issues in that ASBO, and I would have been happy for somebody to go to the court and just to get the ASBO revoked, and basically all I wanted to be done is I didn't want to get I don't need Lemmy to go to prison for 100 years, and I don't need myself to go through, I don't need to, all of everyone in that civic centre to be in, even though some of them really do deserve I was saying one of the easiest solutions anyone could have done here is if I've won every case already, which the council are 100% sure of, and I've suffered for a long period of time for everything I've won. The only one that never got revoked was the ASBO, and there's enough evidence on the table for the council themselves to overview the ASBO and to notice an error in it themselves. Like Lemmy was begging after he lost the possession order in the court to have it reopened. You can go to the Highbury court and you can say that you've overseen the case and you've noticed an error yourselves in the case, and you can get the case revoked under a simple term of an error. Now, just because once you've got an error, all you have to give is the error to the insurance companies, and that I've suffered for 8 years because of an error, and then I will be able to get my life back on track, and there's minimal impact on your staff and everybody else, and this none of this would be necessary. I just want you,
that's not for me to decide that, though, is it, Mr. Corden?
Yeah, I understand that.
I can't decide that.
I understand
that. For others in the council.
Yeah, I understand that.
I do understand what you're saying. But that's not something, that is not my area of...
Jeremy Chambers and that could have overseen, okay. But instead they've blocked my phone, there was something that was important I was going to explain to you, but it's clear, we've talked quite about quite a lot. I thank you for your time and everything, do you know,
Mr. Cordell,
yes?
Can you just tell me what your phone number is, because I need to raise that with my IT department.
I've left it on
I'm not getting these messages.
I'll tell you again, 1 second. My telephone number is 07864.
Yep.
217.
Mm-hmm.
519.
519. I'm going to send you an email in a moment, Mr. Cordell, just to confirm. We've had our telephone conversation today, and to confirm what I'm expecting from you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you can't get it to me tomorrow, it's fine. It's not a problem.
I will email you no matter what. I'll have that information over to you, and at the worst, and I'll explain, because obviously something like this can have a lot more work put into it, like sort of thing continuously, but I can prove the aspects of what's happened and where the fraud's happened. I've made, like, if you could get into the website, for instance, and you went to inside the website itself, horrificcorruption.com, I showed you about the audio, and that you can click on like the first ASBO and go below the first ASBO, which like go scroll down, you see an index for it, and you see like the transcripts and that. Also, yeah,
I click on it, nothing happens.
Yeah, okay, maybe now, but it is on, and everyone else can get to it. But if you went to, like, the newsroom, also, yeah, I've been showing my neighbours throughout this different things that have been going on, because I can put it on live screen and shout out to them, because I can do live video call. If you click on, like, the newsroom, and you see a horrific corruption news stream, there's three lines at the bottom of that. If you click on the three line...
Don't see it.
Okay, I can understand that you can't at the moment, but if you clicked on the three lines, yeah, in the new stream room, there's loads of videos in there which I've been showcasing my evidence and showcasing. There's videos in there with the answer, one that's called the answers and that, and them videos show how all of the applications get ripped apart and everything like that. So if you can get into the newsroom and the newspaper room, both have their own TV screens in them. There's three lines on the TV screen. When you click them three lines, you can see a load of videos which display everything a lot easier and a lot short of what I can prove with the documentary. Because I show my neighbours, I turn it all on to put it on live stream, and these can all watch and log in and watch what's got, and I pull all the files apart and show everything. So that's just something that I would like to make you aware of, just in case you did manage to get into the website. But horrific corruption is HORRIFIC.
I've got it here. It just says, this just in, blogging on the world's news and current affairs, and I can see homepage, newspaper, newsroom, global news feed.
Refresh it, maybe.
About us, some UK laws. There's a picture of a person looking at some documentation. Then it says crime scene, and then Inspector Clouseau. So I can get into it. I just can't access any of the documents within it.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll refresh the server in a minute, and maybe in a little while tomorrow that might be an issue that gets rectified. But I don't see why that's happening, but I'm going to look into it. In general, like, I can prove what Laminia had done as well. She frauded a load of paperwork while I was in the hospital in Chase Farm. There's a bit more to what happened, obviously, but I know that it's been a lengthy conversation, and I appreciate just for your time so far, you know, today. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So let's I'll email you now just to say that you had the call and what I'm expecting you to give me.
Okay.
Then you can let me know once that's
I'm sorted out, I'll look into what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it will be forwarded to our insurers and their representatives.
Okay, that's
so perfect. They will then look at the claim on the council's behalf, and I then just step out of the equation,
okay,
because it's for the insurers to decide what they want to do with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright then, well, thank you,
okay,
madam.
Okay, that's brilliant. Okay, I'll email you now.
Alright then, thank you. I'll speak to you soon.
Alright.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Mr. Cordell. Bye. Bye.